I love light work, being a light worker, or working with the light and transforming things in myself and others and around me. But I also love shadow work, and I think those two are kind of, you can't separate them, because in my opinion, to be a light worker or to do light work on this planet, you have to deal with your shadow self, with your shadows. And when the sun is shining, there will always be shadow. So they kind of exist at the same time. And as a therapist, I think many people think that you have to be kind of finished with all your stuff before you're working with other people. And in some way that is true, because I think in every profession where you work with people, and that's really a lot of professions, because it's the hairdressers and it's the people working with nails and feet, and of course health professions in hospitals, and doctors and nurses and coaches. There's not a demand, not here in my country, that you have to been through your own shadow self or your own wounds or baggage or traumas to get the diploma or the certification to help others. So in that matter, everyone, if you just have a diploma that you can do that you have done your school and your exams and maybe working as a trainee or then you can practice on people no matter what they're struggling with. And for me, I felt that was kind of when I was educated after my 4 years as a physical therapist. I was really young, only in my beginnings of my 20s. And I remember it was really hard because I learned all this anatomy and everything. But I felt that something was missing when I came out in the world and was going to deal with people with serious conditions, with breast cancer and suicide thoughts and severe heart diseases and really hard mental and physical traumas. I think they are linked, of course, if you have a deep physical condition, of course, after a while you will also feel that taking some load on your emotions and your mental health. So I felt kind of like a freshman there, because you read about it, but you haven't been trained in that way to cope with all the heaviness that you meet, all the people in deep sorrow and trauma. And I remember I was kind of shocked because I felt so, I have this certification, I'm a physical therapist, yay. And then it's kind of, the real life hit me in the face. And I took it with me home and I cried about all these people, and I just wanted to help them, and I wanted to sit and hold their hand. And I think it was because I had so much with me myself, so I could relate to them, and I didn't want people to be as hurt and so traumatized that myself have been. So I kind of just took on all their hurt and pain and. So, and that me think of, I think it should be kind of a demand almost in the education that people that really work close with people in some kind of trauma or pain or health issue should also deal with their own stuff first, because then you kind of, you can understand them in another way and you won't take it in. Of course, you learn that you should be professional and you should have this fence between you and the patient. But that also felt kind of weird, because I think, of course, you should be professional, but you should also be a human being. And I think the best way to help another human being is to be a human being for that person, to listen and be... show them empathy, but again, not take it so hard in that you're all laying awake at night and you can't think of anything else and you get exhausted and burned out like a lot of healthcare takers, they become burned out. So to have that in the education, also to work with yourself in therapy or group therapy or with healing or whatever, but in some kind of way. But since it wasn't in the education, I chose to do it myself. And I started also in to become a holistic nutritionist. And there, that was a demand. That was a private education. There we had to go. We had to have a minimum of 20 hours of personal therapy. And we had, for 3 years, we had group therapies once a month. So that was really, really deep digging into my psyche and soul, and that I never been doing before. And that kind of opened something new in me that wanted to explore more. And then later it become with earlier life and back to my birth and just all the lives we have in this life, because it's like we have a lot of deaths when we're living because something happens and really take the breath out of us and make us see life in a new perspective. And kind of when you wake up in the morning, it's like, whoa, what was that? When it feels so long ago, was this in... Did this happen in this life? Or so that just started the journey to become more this, to get to know myself deeper, to help myself to understand other people deeper, and also to help them understand themselves deeper. Because if you have been, and nobody has the same journey, but if you have been on this journey into your soulscape, into your mind and into your heart, and really faced your demons and ghosts and traumas and kind of can see who you have become and what you have become because of them or and how you have handled them. You don't have to take with you into the treatment with other people your bitterness or your hate or your anger or your deep sorrow and kind of reflect them over to the other person. Because again, we have different stories, and even if a lot of people have experienced abuse, or a lot of people have experienced parents with alcoholism, none of their stories will be exactly the same. And different people react to different circumstances in a different way. It depends on how much you have been exposed to and how much you have healed. And if you had a good network of people or people that have seen you so you could heal during when it happens, or if you had just stored it away for 20, 40, 50 years, and then you should try to open up this bag, it will feel so dark and so full of ghosts. So I think, like other professions where you have to take courses or updates or learn new skills or new technology, people working with healing, shamanic healing, or with nature, Even if we have gone very deep, because all of these courses and educations, they are about going into yourself to understand your inner world and see the link with the outer world. So I think even if we have cleared a lot and a lot and a lot, it's important to continue, because life happens every day. And there are deaths, and there are sickness, and there are traumas, and there are divorces, and there are people being very hateful, and there are, there are different things happen in lives that even if you have kind of empty in your bag or your baggage and looked at it and turned it over and looked at it again, something new will always come. So I think it's so... Like people take a shower to cleanse off the dirt, and like people brushing their teeth to have clean teeth. I think this inside hygiene is even more important, because everything comes from within. So you can have this bright smile and you can have this really clean body smelling like perfume, but you can still have a really bitter heart. You can really smell bad from the inside, because you have not dealt with anything. You have tried to store everything away, and people can see it in your eyes or feel it in your energy field, that even if you look perfect, if you something is called that, or you have fixed something on the outside, if you haven't fixed anything or healed anything on the inside, that will show. You won't radiate love or peace or compassion or comfort or authenticity. People will just see a beautiful facade and they will feel something is wrong, because it won't match the inside. So I think it's so important with the inwards hygiene. That's why I continue to really look at my self and things in me, to come with an open mind and open heart in my meeting with other people. And to do the best I can in my meeting or healing with them. So I want people to go to be in my space with feeling of being seen and heard, and that there are welcome, and that I am holding space for them when they are with me, and when they leave the room or leave me to go home, they can kind of have touched something magical in themselves. And if I don't have contact with the magic in me, I can't inspire people to find the magic in them. Because how can I if I haven't experienced it? It would only be something I have read in a book. I have to gone in there and really felt it, and then I can inspire people to take that hard road, because it's usually very hard, because you have to go through all the layers of guilt and shame and lies, bitterness and hate for some people, and anger and confusion and really much deep pain and sorrow. And it's not for everybody. A lot of people have a really happy life, and they are born into this life, and they go through life and without looking into themselves, and just going to school and going to work and then have a family and become old and then die. So, but there's a lot of people, including myself, that feel that it's important and love to dig into our soul and psyche. That's kind of the meaning of being here, to get to know yourself and get to know the world and other people and maybe why we are here. What is our medicine to the world, and what is this place, Yeah. So I think it's so important to meet that, and especially for so many people now wanting to take their lives, and many people have taken their lives in every age. I just have to excuse my beautiful little Joy. She has this playtime now in the evening, so she is running all over the place. So if you're hearing something in the background, it's her. But I just let her do that. It's one real recording here, so I won't take her away because she's my family and she's welcome. So, yeah. So, yeah, okay. But back to the shadow work. So, I think the more I work with the light, I became more and more fond of the shadows and starting to embrace more of my shadows and other people's shadows. I think at some point I didn't want to see them, and I wanted everybody to be happy all the time. I wanted to share up my clients and my family and my siblings and my child my friends. And I always was this sunshine that always wanted to shine light and magic and happiness, everything should just be pure paradise all the time and pure magic. But then I discovered I became very exhausted because it's kind of come to this point where it wasn't real and raw anymore. It was kind of, I had to be positive because that was expected from me. There is the sun is coming, she will cheer us up. I was kind of this cheerleader. No, I wasn't, I was the captain of my football team, so I was never a cheerleader. But it's kind of felt like that was kind of my role anyway, to cheer up people. And that was fun because you get a lot of positive feedback, but then I felt like I was going rotten inside because it wasn't true anymore. Because I was going through a hard time, I was always struggling with something, trying to be best in my football team and in with my homework and the best student and the best daughter and the best friend. And when I met my former husband in early age, tried to be the best girlfriend, and with also this perfection all the time. And just hearing that word makes me puke. I hate the word perfection, but because it's so, I don't know, it's so exhausting. Yeah, I just get exhausted just of thinking about it. And I want to be raw and real, and to me that is perfect now. But this is many years ago. So, and I think a lot of people can relate to that perfection. We you can just see it in the world these days with everything should be perfect. Perfect six-pack and perfect muscle all over the body and fake faces and spray tan and bleach smiles. And it's kind of just everybody should just have this perfect facade. So if you dive into behind the facade and into your heart, your childlike heart, your traumas and your hurt and your soul, and you really get to know who you really are and why you do all these things, why you strive so much for perfection. And then I started to find that because I want to be natural. I don't want to fix anything on the outside. I want to fix it on the inside. So when I started to feel bad about my body or myself, and of course that's natural when you are a teenager, I think a lot of people go through that phase. But of course it can go into sickness, that you start eating less or training more than your body tolerate and everything. And then I started, what is this symptom? Because it's a symptom of something. It's when something is wrong on the outside, and you can't get kind of peace with it, and you just look and look in the mirror and you can't take yourself away from the mirror, or you take yourself away from the mirror but you're still thinking of a body part or something wrong with yourself, I think it's time to go inward, because then there's no link between your soul and your body. They should be friends, and they should be in this team spirit real and raw communication. So then my journey started to dive in and really peeling off all the layers. So that has become kind of some mission of mine with myself and with other people to get into that core trauma. Where did it start for some people in this life, for other people in many lives back that we have taken with us in? And that's why we can remember it from when we were little, why we felt so different and why we were so hurt already from the start. And it's weird to say that it's a magical journey, but in a way it is, because it's your journey. It's your personal history. And even if it's hurt and it's really devastating, it's kind of the magic is that it's you that have experienced it, it's you that can heal it and feel it and transform it if you choose to do that. But it's hard work, so everybody has to choose, and as I said, it's not for everybody. There's so much you can use your life on, but for people that really really think that is their calling and that's why they're here, to heal old wounds and to be the best version of yourself you can be, or maybe not the best version but the most authentic version, and then you stop being positive, you are just authentic, and that means you have days that your rage is just everywhere and you have to get it out of your system, and then it's gone, then you're finished, and then you have a day when you just cry and everything, you remember something and then it comes up and you allow yourself to feel and heal and cry and everything, and then you have a week where just life is a dance on roses and you just feel grace and gratitude and bliss. And I think that's life, because as I said, life happens, and I think we should feel life. If we don't feel life, I think it's no point in being here. If we should not be affected by anything, if we should not be touched by anything, if we shouldn't have opinions about anything, I think it's kind of a waste of time just to sit there and don't feel, don't think, don't mean anything, don't just follow the masses and be like everybody else, look like everybody else and think like everybody else. And it's kind of, to me, that's not life. It's kind of a living dead person. So, but again, that is my opinion. And we all have different definition of happiness and success. But to me, that is to be real and raw and express who you really are in your essence, not out from expectations or the society, but to come into this world and be medicine to the world in just the way you are. And when you see that you are hurting people or hurting yourself, you should dive deeper in and heal those wounds, because there something is making you do awful things or think awful things or treat people badly or yourself badly and abuse others or yourself. So this shadow work, really exciting, hard and exciting. And before Christmas or in November, I moved two times with all my everything I have. And it's a lot. Just moving is physical, kind of exhausted, and also kind of giving, releasing something old. But there's also something refreshing in it. But in the middle here, in the whole of November, I moved into a cabin on the countryside to have 30 days, a whole month to really dig into my shadow self. I have been working with shamanism for so many years now, and I have dived deeper into the shamanic herbalism and the birth portal, which is really to really go back to birth and what happened during birth with your mother, with your father, with yourself, how you came into this world and how that has kind of marked you and made a way for you or not. If the birth was really like mine, where I was stuck with the feet. I was coming with my feet first, and one of my foot got stuck and became blue, and my heart rate was sinking very fast. And I was rushed into emergency room, and my mother was drugged. So it's kind of, instead of like my son who had a natural birth and with me relaxed and trusting my body and trusting myself and the process and talking to him all the time with candles and flower essences and essential oils and baths and just using my body as a vessel to birthing him into this world with confident and calm and love. My birth was the opposite. It was just filled with fear and trauma and almost death. And so kind of already there, and people also have traumas. Like when you come into this world and your mother won't feed you, or she's afraid that she's not good enough, or her milk is not good enough, or she feels it's disgusting to have a baby on her breast to suck on her nipples. So there's so much just in the start there that we can take in. And this is energy. So I don't think we maybe always notice before we start working with this how much it has defined us in our life, in our grown-ups' life, and how we also treat maybe our children, or how we raise our children, or how we treat other people. So I decided that since I was in this position of moving anyway, I could move into this a cabin with myself there and just be in the dark. I love being in the dark. I'm born under full moon, and it's I don't know. And I just invited, I had some ghosts from my past and some demons there, and some really bad traumas. I have been having some of them over again, but I felt this was kind of the last time I wanted to, then I was finished with them, because we recycle them, our patterns, till we are confident or secure or feel safe to release them. You can't just say, wow, go away, and then it's gone. You have to feel them and feel that you're ready to release and go further on a lighter way. So because they kind of, even your demons and even your ghosts become kind of friends, you're so used to having them there, feeding you with fear or insecurities, or so you kind of, who am I without them? And that's a good question. Who are you if you get rid of your fears and your all the gremlins in your head telling you that you're not good enough, or what happened to you, you can't change, or this made you this feeling of not feeling valuable or disgusting or whatever. So I just invited, I said, okay, come on guys, I'm going to this cabin. I'm moving in there. I want to really dig in and really surround myself with all my ghosts. And then we have a month together where we can just do this shadow work. And I laugh now, but of course it was heavy. Oh shit, it was so deep and so heavy, and I learned so much, and it was so much wisdom. But oh my god, I'm so glad I was on the countryside and with this very simple cabin with so little facilities, and just being out in nature barefoot and winter time as you know, I love going barefoot, and here was a lot of grass, and hugging the trees, and go in and cry and scream and get angry and really release some old shit that some of it I thought I was finished with, and then there was a new layer, of course, always. So it was the best thing to do. Afterwards, it was the best thing to do. And of course, when you do that, a lot of other things also happen. It's kind of you release something, and then you invite something new in because there is more space. You have a new energy, and then you suddenly attract something new, and you see patterns in yourself that you release. And of course, then that will make different changes, maybe with friends and family and work and everything. So a lot change in Christmas or before Christmas, but it's a nice time to do it, I think, because it's in the end of a year and the sun is turning, and it was just beautiful. It was kind of a ceremony to myself, which I think I deserve. So, so then I was so much lighter when I moved on out of the cabin and into a new home, and I was so exhausted in December, and so I was so glad it was December, and it was, I don't know, light in every window, and the Christmas tree always, it's so beautiful with the pine tree there and the pine cones and yeah, I don't know, it's a beautiful time to rest and be in this cave and just heal and feel true and just build yourself up again and get new energy. And again, not this positive energy, but this authentic energy to be raw and real and feel that something has been lifted from your shoulders and your heart and your soul, and you are stronger and you are more, even more real and more grounded. So I think if you want it or not, this was kind of, I've been doing this for so many years that it's kind of, I can say to my spirits, or the spirit realm or my allies and my ghosts and demons, like, I can't take this now. I have to finish this. And then I promise you, we can have this time together and we can work on this or face each other and really get everything on the table. And they kind of hold on till I'm ready. But before, when I didn't do that, it's kind of something just crashed all over the place. It's like I put it on hold and I didn't talk to them. I just didn't want to feel those feelings. I didn't want to admit what I have been exposed to or traumatized with. And then it's just like life said, sorry, I know you love life and I know you want to live long and I want to you to be, you, I know you want to be healthy. And then you do the opposite. You just store everything away and you expect yourself to be healthy and happy. And then just life threw something at me over and over again. And something, it was really devastating. And it was kind of like many people, suddenly they get a really bad sickness, or something happens in their family, or they get suddenly divorced, or something happens that kind of make you question everything, make you question if you are on the right path, if you are with the right person, if your family is serving you or working against you, or if they're there to make you grow and bloom. And then you have to kind of look at your life and yourself. Am I the person I came here to be? Am I proud of my footsteps? Am I proud of not what everybody else have done to you? Because sometimes in life you really are a victim for somebody else's hate or abuse or actions. But I mean, are you happy with how you have handled it, how you have healed, or choices you have made because of what happened to you? And I think that's kind of, it's not okay to be exposed to so much shit. But I think when things happen, you can kind of just pause your life and then you can, okay, so now I'm lying here, I'm really sick, I can't force myself to go to training or to look perfect, or now my husband is sick and I really have to take care of him, and everybody else have to be on pause, I can't take care of everybody, I have to focus on him. And then you can kind of see, I don't know, yeah, is this me? Is this what I want to do? Why am I here? How have I suddenly become this person? Or I miss taking more care of my husband, or I miss being more with my friends. I work all the time. Or some people feel that, oh, I'm just taking care of everybody all the time. I am so exhausted and sick, I can't go to work. So I'm really have been sick for years. And then they stop taking care of everybody else and come back to work. So just to stop up and pause and breathe deeply into your belly, deeply into your heart and soul, and just feel if you are at the right place. And if you find that you're not, then this kind of tragic event or something can make your body heal and get the time out that it may have wanted for so long. So there's really I'm always surprised about that. When the most tragic things in my life has happened, if I look back, there always been also so much magic. Not in a big firework magic, but for me, that's not a firework. For me, isn't magic. It's all just a lot of money out in the air and a lot of pollution to Mother Earth. So I mean the small magical things that makes your heart sing and make you smile and just make you want to hug somebody. So even a stranger on the street. So I think it's useful. I think it's so useful. So to dive into yourself, it's kind of so worth it. It's hard, but it's worth it. And if you don't pick a time yourself and say, now it's my time, I need to do this, I need to get this off my chest, literally, or off my shoulders, or else I will be really physical sick if I don't deal with all these emotions or this mental stress or pressure that I'm feeling. Life would overwhelm you. It will come and it will push you over, and then you don't have a choice. So that's why I like to kind of put it in my calendar and say, okay, I get it. I have been doing too much of this or too little of this. Now you're all mine. So we can sit down and we can face this and we can work it through, and then we can go our separate ways if you have met some demons and some fairies, and then you can start fresh all over again. So after this, I really went for I lost my phone, sorry. Then I went to for a walk just some days ago, when thinking of all this and thought I should take a walk of gratitude, because that's really what I feel after being through so much hell and then stored it away and then faced it again and work it out of my system. And I think it's so beautiful to then do some light work. Then it was the shadow work and then some really grateful light work. So I went for a beautiful walk of gratitude just some days ago, and it was so, I don't know, it's just magic. It's just nearby where I didn't go far, just for a walk, a couple of hours around in nature in my neighborhood, and I just come home and I felt so, I don't know, it was like my blood was light pink instead of red. It was like I was just floating because it was so beautiful and in every way. So it's again this yin yang, these different things that kind of make a whole with with the light and the dark and the day and the night and the shadow work and the light work and how they just merge together beautifully and in harmony and yeah, make you whole and complete and in balance and feel this deep love for this life that I am given and that I'm living and for the sky and the stars and the moon and the sun and the wind and the rain and the earth and the soil and the plants and the trees and all the beautiful animals and people doing the best I can to figure out this life that we are in together here on beautiful Mother Earth Gaia. So I will share that gratitude walk as well. I just wanted to take some time now to tell about this. So I hope you dare to look at your shadows. When you take them into the light, they dissolve. So that's beautiful.